Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
In the most respectful way possible, like, I really, it doesn't change how I feel about you guys as people, but I really don't, like, necessarily, it's not my job to care what you guys say or anyone else on social media. I mean, for me, it's, I care about what the guys in the locker room think and what my coaching staff thinks. And at the end of the day, that's my job. You guys, unfortunately, aren't the ones that are making decisions for me or really have any effect on me in the most, again, respectful way possible. But I know everyone's got, you know, strong opinions one way or the other. Like I said, I'm going to go out and try to prove people wrong, prove myself right. But I'm doing it for the guys in the locker room.
At the voice of 49ers quarterback Trey Lance just a little bit ago, talking to the media down at Levi's Stadium following the opening of OTAs. He opened it up saying, yeah, with all due respect, which then means you can say anything you want afterwards because you've already said with all due respect, I don't care what you guys think. Matt Maiocco's here to talk about that. Matt, we do care what you think, man. That's why we have you on every week. It's good to have you on the UMA guest line. How are you, Matt?
Well, Copes, in the most respectful way I can say that, I really don't care what you think.
With all due respect, I don't give a damn what you think. Right.
Was that Talladega Nights? What was that?
Yeah. I think it's Talladega Nights. As you say, with all due respect, and he goes, you can't just say whatever you want just because you put with all due respect. You can't say with all due respect, you're a D. You know what I mean? It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, so. But you know what? It kind of does work that way. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, that's the most respectful way possible.
Yes.
So what was the vibe down there, man? What did it feel like a couple of days into Trey Lance gets out there? I know the entire team is not there, just waiting for some guys to show up. It's still voluntary, which is funny when you ask who's decided not to come to a voluntary workout. But Trey Lance is there, and I saw him whipping a towel around, already getting his towel reps in, Matt.
Yeah, no, I mean, if there was one takeaway, it was certainly that this was Trey Lance's team. And Jimmy Garoppolo is rehabbing the shoulder. But, you know, Kyle Shanahan said at the owners' meetings a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was a month or so ago now, I asked him, you know, who's his starting quarterback going to be. I kind of asked that question a little bit tongue-in-cheek, knowing that if he went through all last year never announcing that Jimmy Garoppolo would be the starter, that he wasn't going to start answering that question now. So he said that he would never announce the starting quarterback, that it would just kind of be organic and we could all see. But today he mentioned that he still expects Jimmy Garoppolo to be traded. And he also said that, you know, there's no guarantees that Garoppolo will be traded. So I'm going to put on my detective hat here, and I'm going to come to the conclusion that if Kyle Shanahan expects Jimmy Garoppolo to be traded still, that he does not expect Jimmy Garoppolo to be the 49ers starting quarterback, which means now that I've narrowed it down to Trey Lance, Nate Sudfeld, and Brock Purdy.
That's pretty good detective work.
Well done.
With all due respect, that was pretty good, right?
With all due respect, that was good detective work.
You know what I loved? I love when Trey Lance, and he had me right up until the very end, because he was saying it doesn't matter what you guys think. It matters what the coaches think and the guys in the locker room think. And he's absolutely 100% right. They're the only guys that matter when it comes to how he's playing and how he's performing. So I was with him right until then. And then he said, I'm going to go out there and try to prove you guys wrong. Well, what? What are you doing? What? What are you talking about? You just said you guys don't matter. And then I'm going to try to prove you wrong. It's like, no.
Just
took a left turn
now
into a wall.
With all due respect to me, I am so stupid that I didn't even pick up on that.
With all due respect to you.
That was good.
Let me ask you this. We talked about this, and we'll get back to the Niners, but before I forget, Copes and I talked about our worst sports take, our worst sports prediction. Mine was Leaf over Manning and Odin over Durant, which, like I said, would have gotten me fired in two sports, which is pretty impressive. What is yours?
My worst all-time sports take?
Prediction, yes. Projection.
Like prediction.
Team, player, draft pick, anything. Yeah.
Oh, this guy, this will be, my contract with KNBR will be ripped up after this one. After the combine, a few of us riders, maybe two or three riders, met up with Jim Tomsula in a hotel suite in Indianapolis. And it was just kind of a, you know, off the record, get to know you session. And, you know, there may or may not have been a beer or two involved.
Yes.
And I was really impressed by how Jim Tomsula, like, knew the personalities of the guys and really kind of could go below the surface and really tell you, like, what makes these guys tick. And I remember walking out of there really impressed with his vision and how he just kind of saw these pieces fitting together. And I thought to myself, and I might have even said it to one person or two, and I said, you know what? Jim Tomsula might be a better coach than Jim Harbaugh.
That's a good one.
Matt just laughed now. He's laughing out loud.
With all due respect, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
And then I might have awakened the next morning with a headache. So that is definitely my all-time worst take.
That's a pretty good bad take.
We all have them.
I was telling Tom earlier that I did not want Steph Curry. I said they got to get Jordan Hill. Jordan Hill's the guy. And then he went the next pick to the Lakers, and I was furious. I was like, yeah, no, we got to see this guy? Are they going to have to play this guy four times a year?
Yeah, that's
a pretty bad one.
That's downright Tomsula.
Yeah, that's Tom Sula. With all due respect to Jim Tomsula.
Jimmy T.
Thank you. Pretty good. Pretty good. I like that one. I said, Matt Mayock will have a good one. He's a sports guy in the Bay Area. He'll have a good take on that. When you're out at the OTAs, Matt, what is it you're looking for? Because, you know, this early on, I mean, we see videos, we see clips. I love seeing the stat sheet guys put out. I think somebody earlier said Trey Lance, 17 of 20 today. I'm like, yeah, but he's in shorts, and he's not playing a defense on the other side. What are you looking for this early in camp?
Well, I mean, there are so few people out there. You know, the entire offensive line is not there. You know, Deebo Samuel's not there. Nick Bosa's not there. But, I mean, for this, it's all about Trey Lance. And to me, it's not – and I kept those stupid stats as well. But it's not necessarily how he does it or what he does. But to me, it's kind of like body language and how he handles himself, how he carries himself. And, I mean, it was – even off the field, I mean, everybody was talking about Trey Lance and the leadership. You know, the fact that he reached out to each of the rookies and, you know, after they were drafted. And, you know, he said, that's what those guys, you know, that's what the veteran guys did to me last year. So I'm now in the position where I should do it to the other guys. And you know, Jimmy Ward, who's been on the team, you know, the longest tenured 49er, to hear him talk about Trey Lance is the first in the building and the last to leave, which is obviously a cliche, but then he said, that's what you expect out of your leader. And so, you know, when you hear that, it just, you know, I don't think there's been any doubt up to this point, although anytime I do call Trey Lance the presumptive starting quarterback, you know, there's another faction of Twitter people who will say, you know, I guarantee you Jimmy will be the starter. So I guess there's enough question out there that it warrants some kind of discussion. But, man, I mean, I walked out of that building today with zero doubts that Trey Lance is going to be the starter unless something catastrophic happens.
you've covered this team a long, long time. Give me, is there a story that was bigger heading into the regular season than this one? Because I'm thinking of all the other facets to this team. But that's the story. That's what everyone wants to watch this year. They want to see how Trey Lance is going to do and how he's going to quarterback this team that seems to be built for a Super Bowl run, but we don't know about the quarterback. What's another story you can think of that was this big that really is going to overshadow everything going into the season and probably during the first?
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
It's a month or so, if not the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, they invested so much to get him.
Yeah.
And now that time has come. You know, I'm thinking when you first said that, I thought, well, you know, Alex Smith was the number one overall pick in the draft, and Tim Mertay started that season as the starter. But that team was not even close to being in a position to win. And so when Alex Smith eventually took over, I think his final ledger was like one touchdown and 11 interceptions. And I think his only touchdown pass came in maybe the final game of that season. But it didn't really matter what he did, because that team was going to suck whether he was good, bad, or, well, he was bad, or just kind of, you know, middle of the pack. But in this case, they need Trey Lance to be a, you know, solid at worst quarterback. And this team is built to win now. That's a lot of high-priced players, a lot of guys who are at the very you know, top of the pay scale for their particular position. So they do need production out of him. And, you know, from that standpoint, I don't recall that they put a young, unproven quarterback in a position where they need good play out of him, you know, to reach where they expect to go. I mean, any time that they've ever been a championship caliber team, they've had a veteran quarterback. So, I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head where, I mean, it's always, the quarterback position is always going to be, you know, always going to take precedence in any storyline over anything else.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have the guy now that they believe will be the guy for a long, long time. One thing I do know is, you know, when quarterbacks get off to bad starts and, you know, people start coming down on you, it's really difficult to snap out of that. So they need to make sure that he's ready. I think they do believe he's ready, and we'll all see whether he's ready or not come September.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so massive when you think about it, right? I mean, if this guy is not what they hoped he is, then that could set back your team quite a while. I mean, they'll still be good, and they might be able to go get another quarterback, or he might be serviceable and kind of up and down. But if he's the guy they think he is, if he's that guy, then, I mean, barring injury, you're looking at like a 8-year window, five-year window. Yeah. That you're good. You know, I don't want to go to the Patrick Mahomes thing, but that's where they're at. They got an elite quarterback, and boom. You expect them to be in the playoffs every year, AFC championship game possibly, and a Super Bowl. I mean, that's where they're at. That's kind of what's riding on this with Trey Lance, is that if he is who they thought he was when they traded all those picks to get him, you put yourself in a position where you're going to be really good for quite a while now. So I think this is enormous. I can't wait to watch him play. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think he's going to grow more than, you know, this is not going to be the finished product. But if ultimately they get this right and they were right about this one, they're good to go for a while.
Oh, they're good to go. You said 5 years. I think it might be 10 years.
It could be, yeah.
I mean, because he's so young. You know, he's 22 years old.
Yeah.
And you look at quarterbacks now, I mean, quarterbacks are playing really good football into their mid-30s. And in the case of Tom Brady, into his mid-40s. And yeah. So, you know, you look at, you know, who have been the teams that are in contention every year. You know, you look at Pittsburgh, you look at Green Bay, you look at New Orleans, you mm-hmm. look at, you know, the teams that have, and what, and, you know, obviously Tampa Bay, or I'm sorry, New England, but
yep.
I mean, all you have to do is look at, you know, who are the best quarterbacks of any era. I guarantee you those quarterbacks or those teams are in contention every year. That is just the way it works. And if Trey Lance is a top, I mean, I'm not even going to say like top five quarterback. If he's a top 10 quarterback, then the 49ers are going to be a playoff team for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
So with all that said, then, how do they gauge success this year? I mean, you say they're built to win right now, but we just don't know what his ceiling or his floor is, Trey Lance, for this season. Seems to me like playoffs is the baseline. How will they gauge success for Trey Lance?
I would say2020 season started, and they were on this whole, you know, contrived revenge tour, and it was going to be Super Bowl or bust. And they had so many injuries, and everything just blew up immediately. And I don't even know. I mean, I don't think anybody really called the 2020 season a disappointment, because it was just it just got so out of hand so soon, and so it was just kind of a brush it aside kind of year. But I just think that for Trey Lance, it would be just hold it together and show that, you know, make look like the game's not too big for you. You know, continue to make progress. It's make the plays you need to make. You know, let your legs take over on some occasions. I think it's kind of like watching him on the practice field now, just kind of the eyeball test. I think we'll all know. You know, and it's, I don't think we can say, well, if his passer rating is 93 or higher, it'll be a successful year. You know, if it's this, it won't be a successful year. I think we'll just kind of all know when we see it. And, I mean, he will struggle. I mean, he will have some really bad games, I would assume. But he needs to have enough good games and enough kind of, you know, neutral games that enables the rest of that roster, which is a pretty talented roster, to take over and win a lot of games. I mean, I think they should be a double-digit win team. You know, I think, what does Vegas have them at? Like, is it 9.5 or 10, whatever the
I
over?
Don't know. I thought it might have been 10.5,
Matt,
but I'm not positive.
10.5, yeah. So, I mean, I think if you're right around there, if they make it into the playoffs, and then – you know, we see that once the playoffs happen, I mean, teams that start the year oftentimes look nothing like the team that ends the year. So it's just get into the playoffs and see what happens. But, I mean, there seems to be enough optimism with how he's come back from the couple months away, and he's healthy. And the one thing that he talked a lot about, well, actually, he didn't really want to talk about it too much, but we kept kind of asking him, you know, that finger sounds like it was a much bigger deal as far as just being able to throw a football last season. Now, we really didn't see that because he played a game early in the year against Arizona, and then we didn't see him again until week 17 against Houston. And even in that game, you know, the second half of that game, he was pretty good. So I just kind of get the sense that he's built for this, and that he looks the part, he acts the part, and his teammates certainly appear to have bought into this guy is the leader of the team. So let's roll.
Matt, it's always fun catching up, man. And with all due respect to the other guests, I know as far as 49er football goes, you're the guy we want on Tuesday afternoons, man. So thanks for checking in, and we'll talk to you next week as well.
I appreciate that, and I'm sure glad this wasn't on the air, right? I did not tell that Jim Pula story on the air, did I?
Nope. We won't let anybody know.
Chatting. Okay. Thank God. I would deny to the, with all due respect to you guys, I would deny to the grave if you guys start telling the story.
Oh, good stuff, man. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Oh, that was funny, man. I was with you. I was with Matt. I didn't catch that at the end of Trey Lance going, but I'm going to go out there and prove you guys wrong. After, with all due respect, I don't care what you
it's
think.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.